September 8, 1997 is what we're going to hear. This is more on the evolution and the Buddhis. The Evergreens did a evolutionary statement in their booklet of 1977, which is going to be corrected 20 years later in 1997. Here we go. Hope this makes sense.
Greetings, Evergreen.
And greetings.
I was looking through my booklets put out by Michael and Philippa years ago, the Evergreens booklets, and I found one on the speakers that I forgot about. So I was reading it, and it brought up some questions about our evolution that were more striking because I knew more than when I maybe read that 17 years ago or something. I know about the genetic alteration. I understand more about the not yet man phase, the man phase, and then the develop beyond man phase because of what we filled in over the last 10 years. So in it, I remember a few years ago the Evergreens telling me that spirit came down, evolved through matter, and then evolved out and went off, I don't know where, into higher dimensions or into other parts of the universe. And it was too easy to summarize it. So they decided to come, spirit decided to look at this dimension and make it less controllable, or in a way less, more cut off from spirit. I don't know if that's the right terminology, so that it was not predictable what would happen in this dimension. And then spirit started to, you know, inhabit, I don't know if it went back to inhabiting the rocks in the early stages of nature, but basically the evolution of man began after the Buddhians altered the Neanderthal man in 27,000 BC, and now we've had this physical evolution. But looking at the speaker's book, it struck me that the first phase of evolution, the most easy phase, but still sort of being able to manipulate matter and not be so disconnected from spirit, and therefore the more element of control, that the entities that evolved over that first easy phase became the Buddhians, went out in space, became linked up with the Buddhians, and forgot where they came from. And when they came back here to this dimension and started to see the little animal that would eventually evolve into the Neanderthal man, and then they would alter in 27,000 BC, that little animal being something that was flexible, they then realized where they came from and that they needed to evolve the physical thing that we are for their own development. And the speaker's booklet gives some of the things. They interacted 24,000 BC, 18,000. They mated with the last of some bloodlines, which is an interesting question. Whose bloodlines? Maybe it was the Atlanteans. In 6,000 BC, to create, I understand from the speaker's thing, the humans gave birth to this mating between the Buddhians and the humans. And what they gave birth to, the Buddhians needed for their own structural change. Like they created a Buddhian that worked with them, that came out of human, and that changed the structure of Buddhians that they wanted. So they needed to interact with us. And that was the last time, 6,000 BC, I think. Now, that's a bunch of whole new stuff. Wouldn't you say, Ellie? You hadn't heard about that way to look at it. So I'm getting these ideas from reading the speakers. And now, will the Evergreens clarify these issues? Am I on the right track, or is...
Speakers does not go into such depth as you and ourselves have gone into this, but essentially you're correct.
So there is a connection from the easy phase, the first ever of spirit coming into this physical dimension, going out, and then getting lost out in space and coming back and reconnecting with spirit, watching spirit come into this world, our Earth planet thing, less controlled and harder conditions.
Mm. Different conditions, not harder, just different.
So where...
You see, life exists in many locations. That is the result of conditions that would support life, but there is a result also of spirit. Now, you term it the easy phase. It was when participated within, considered a marvelous learning. But across an eon of time, to see a rock become sand or a valley to fill or whatever. This became time-consuming, even though time was not a consideration. But what had been that? You see, it was so mundane that so essentially lacking of something that knife in another form, just in the existence of a term of life where there is energy or life where there is solid, it would be very different if there were a reorganization of the concept of life. Could living things be created? No. If you're going to create something that's going to live, then you have the ability to do so. You create the conditions in which it happens. And this we point out is in many, many locations.
Spirit, you're saying, could do that.
Could do this, yes. That this life would be given something that solid doesn't have, which is, I term it a randomization, but it all comes under the heading of consciousness and under the heading of will, could grow, could choose. You see? So life is not random, but it does introduce very different things into existence.
All right, so you've just been explaining why the easy spirit went through the easy phase and then decided to put a new factor into this physical dimension.
Yes.
And you're saying the new factor was life?
Yes, life.
That means viruses and bacteria.
Animation. Life, virus, bacteria, cellular components, all of this, the construction of a system that would allow it, would point towards it, that would give it. So that spark of life, you see, the conditions that life had to have in order to begin were created. And from that came living things.
But what were the beings that left this planet?
Now, well, they're not beings. It was spirit.
It was spirit.
Oh, yes.
It wasn't life.
Life as you would see it. It was spirit.
And they would inhabit rock and be these long experiences, but they could. Did they create spaceships and boats?
No, not at all.
So this the easy phase is not really the physical phase.
It is associated with the physical, or that there would be something that would be within a rock, within a mountain, within an area, within that physical.
Yeah.
Yes, but it was a different phase. You can learn if you are a rock. But what? Not only from a rock's perspective.
Right, but so
it was considered very good when it began.
All right, but what, the Buddhians, now they're physical.
You see, life began when spirit decided life would be.
But the Buddhians already existed before.
No, they did not exist.
So that's where I'm misreading what the speakers are saying.
Yes. What is happening is the spirit was in the universe, all of it. And it was chosen to inhabit the universe. And from that inhabiting, they would learn, they would be a participant in the universe. But there was no life in the universe, as you would see life as.
Yeah.
So, create life.
Well,
the spirit could be associated with the life.
Well, then the Buddhians
evolved, grew
from this on this earth.
No, not on this earth.
Yeah.
There.
Yeah.
In their location.
So the way it's written in the speaker's booklet that they lost where they came from and came here and realized this was where they came from, that meant...
applies to spirit.
Oh, wait a minute. It would be that they came here and saw how they began?
No, they saw how life began in this place. They knew that life had begun in the Bhutan area. They knew this because they existed.
Yeah.
Because they were the result of spirit.
Oh, what? You mean they way back? They're part of the easy phase on that planet.
Exactly.
Oh, the easy, but they're part of spirit. They're not part of the life phase that we're called the second phase.
Oh yes, they became a life. They were spirit first. But then life began throughout the universe.
Right.
It was created where it would grow, and it has grown. There is a tremendous amount of life in the universe. So, the Bhutians themselves were that life form that came to this sphere, this place, and realized that life was in other places.
And the speaker's thing says they realized where they came from.
They realized the universal state of life. But they realized that there must be something behind it that caused it. And that, to them, was a marvelous discovery.
Because they came from spirit, you know, this is...
So they did not know it.
They did not know it.
No, they did not. Nor did life on this planet know that it came from spirit. They just knew that it was life. They did not know its antecedent in the energy that is created by spirit. Just as there is life in so many locations in the universe that have not yet to this day recognized where they've come from. Life is a universal thing. How it's manifested, it varies in many, many ways because of many, many environments. But what animates that life? That it spontaneously came about, like spontaneous combustion? No. It's realized that there has to be a force in here. But to realize life is separated from spirit. Spirit knows that it's spirit. Life knows that it is life. But it has only been in certain environments where it has been realized that life has come about because of spirit.
So the Bhutians realized that?
They realized it when they realized that life was everywhere.
So
life was here.
Yes, they evolved on their own planet in the Bhutians constellation.
Yes.
And they did not know there was other life in the universe.
No, they did not until they explored.
And were we one of the first life they found?
Yes.
I see. So that's why we're a special place for them.
It's in that way, yes.
Basically. Right. Now, there were other civilizations in other parts of the universe,
yes,
who maybe realized this before the Bhutians.
Yes.
I see.
They've not gone in the direction the Bhutians went. You see, some look upwards, and what do they see? They see a sky. They would see stars. They would possibly navigate by stars. They would possibly give a name to all of these stars. They would use that as a concept. On certain other places, beings have looked upwards, seen the stars, and they turned their eyes down again. Because, as far as they were concerned, stars, sky, no relevance. So they've gone in other directions.
Right.
And as far as a decision for a life form to leave somewhere, inevitably a life form leaves one place because it has been untenable for them to remain. Bhutians were not placed in that position. They chose to explore. It did not by necessity, by crowding or problems. It was a part of their curiosity. And what you could say is that the Bhutians and that the people of Earth, well, there are, of course, others, but this is a point to be made of those two, is they share a common trait. It's called curiosity.
And there are other civilizations in other parts of the universe that have that. And they traveled from their home millions of years before the Buddhists did.
Yes.
Yeah.
But others not.
And others didn't.
And still haven't.
Are they even less developed than we are?
Far less developed.
So this is a different kind of life we'll find.
A different kind of life. That's still life.
Right, but we will find these various lives, lives like this, of degrees of difference in evolution.
Mm. Well, there's something to be brought out of this particular point, and that is to set aside certain conventional thinking. Well, this so-called law of first contact, that you do not disturb a civilization in which you can, that you do not interrupt its natural growth.
Right, that concept, we brought this up before from Star Trek or something.
Exactly.
What's it called, the Prime Directive?
The Prime Directive. Yeah. First law of first contact.
Yeah.
You see, that is nonsense. You see, what if the Bhutians were to return now? The world would change. Would it be improper for it to change? No, the Bhutians know that there is no such force as any that would prevent this. Either you could live on an island in which there is a volcano and you would learn rapidly to survive that volcano. If someone brought about ships so you could leave that island, then you would accept the ships. The point is, any advanced civilization knows that it has to change. A civilization that is not advanced knows it has to. It has to.
Yeah, any civilization that is not advanced knows it has to change.
Now, that's a different matter.
Oh, I thought that's what you
said. Any advanced civilization will change a civilization that's not advanced. It has to. Now, would that other civilization accept the changes? The answer is yes.
So the Bhutians are in the second phase, not the easy phase.
Not the easy phase.
So spirit decided to create life.
Yes.
After, so they weren't in any movement form. They were experiencing rocks and trees or early whatever chemistry was on the different planets. They were experiencing this for eons.
Yes.
Then they decided, well, we've got to create something that moves of its own will or something.
Has its own volition.
Yeah. And so that happened millions and millions of years ago.
Yes.
And much movement has been created.
Yes.
So when the Bhutians, as the speakers in the booklet say, came and saw themselves, it's not that they came from this planet.
No.
It's that they realized that was their experience, just like we're going to have soon. This is life in other parts of the planet.
Good.
I get it.
Yes.
Yeah. So actually, the speaker's booklet is,
as we've been saying, it's not as in depth as the discussions that you and ourselves have had.
Right, because that was an introductory booklet. It could be redone in more accuracy.
And more fullness, yes.
Yes, more fullness. All right.